Excuse Me podcast. And this week, as you can see, I'm in a hotel room because we are at AEW in Jacksonville, Florida, for our two-week loop, which we just finished having a Revolution pay-per-view. And now we are having a day off. And I have the fantastic opportunity to have two of my favorite people on my show. Please welcome Kip Sabian and Penelope Ford. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hola.
How are you guys doing today?
I'm good. This smoothie is great, by the way. As I was saying, it took me 10 minutes just to get the bit of tape off the end of it, but I finally did it. So,
did y'all get those at the hotel or were those like delivered?
Juice Paradise.
Oh.
You'll have to try them.
It's good.
It looks good. It's okay. I want one, guys. We're good. No. All right. So for my listeners and everyone that's watching this podcast, just to familiarize everyone, this is Kip and Penelope. They are AEW superstars, and they are recently newly married, which I was part of their wedding. And
you are.
And Kip, I just want to publicly apologize to you because I was trying to have you on my Twitch page for the Little Nitro Gummy Bear Challenge. And I am so happy that you didn't do it because it was horribly dreadful.
So I we were talking about this the other day, actually. I watched a video of some guy who like eats hot food for a living. It's like his like YouTube channel. And he was like, oh, I'm trying the Little Nitro Gummy Bear. No way would I have survived this. This dude eats hot stuff for like a living. And he's like, he felt like he died and came back to life during it. Like, I was so glad that I didn't do it.
You know, I thought, man, what kind of friend is Kip? Like, I haven't done anything wrong to him. Like, I can't believe he was going to cancel. And Penelope was going to do it because she likes hot food.
Yeah.
But, you know, Nyla did it, which she still hasn't forgiven me because she said yes to it. We were both deathly ill. I mean, like, my body got so hot and Nyla powdered out, like, within, like, not even 2 minutes of eating the gummy bear. And I felt like my esophagus and I was getting overheated and I couldn't calm down or cool off.
Mm-hmm.
I think for like 5 days I was in the bathroom. It was horrible.
Well, that's the thing as well. Like, so the Carolina Reaper is like the hottest pepper on earth. And that comes in at a 2 million Scoville rating. Whereas this gummy bear, this little gummy bear is a 9 million. So like it's so much hotter than like the hottest thing on earth. So
yeah, and yeah. I'm Mexican, you know, I love chili. Like I'll be the mm-hmm. first one to order salsa. And I was, not only was Nyla vomiting in the bathroom in the background of her stream, I was on screen. I'm like, I can't leave everyone. Like I'm the only one left on my stream. So my husband like gets my trash can and like scoots it over to me.
Oh
and
no.
Vomiting in front of everyone. And he's like, it's good for the likes. Just keep doing it. They love it. And I was just like, oh my God.
That's horrible.
Did you get ice cream?
I didn't even eat for like, not until the next morning. Cause my stomach was so upset and hurting. It felt like it was on fire the whole night.
Oh no.
It was horrible. Boy. Yeah.
Is it bad that I'm upset that I missed this?
Yeah.
I missed you eating it.
Yeah.
Is it out there still?
It's out there. Yeah, it's on my feed.
There we go.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm going to watch it later.
That's our viewing this evening. That's what we're going to watch.
Yeah, and Nyla was so upset. And she lost to it. But we had a bet that she was going to – I get to do whatever I tell her to do. But I thought, I'm not going to keep that bet up because she was so upset with me. I'm like, we're just going to forget about this whole situation.
There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse you can do to her at that point.
So I'm so glad that I thought – I'm so glad I didn't do that to you because I think that would have caused a lot of conflict in our workplace.
Oh, especially as well with how I'm such a wimp when it comes to spicy food.
Penelope told me that. She said, yeah, I was like,
he's not going to eat that.
Jalapenos are like my like top hot, like that's really hot, but just right. And that's a jalapeno. That doesn't even hit 1,000 on this. Oh boy, I can't imagine
publicly
it.
Apologize to you since we're kind of face to face and I'll see you at work, but yeah. I just wanted to publicly address that because we had Kip and I was like, I can't believe Kip's not showing up today, and just totally I just totally ragged on you like the whole stream. And I was even more mad at you because you were smart enough to say no to me.
That's what I said to her. I was like, nope, can't do it.
He wouldn't even split it with me.
Can't do it.
It was horrible.
So before I even researched it, I was like, I don't know if I can do this. And then the second I researched it, you were sitting next to me. And I was like, I can't do this. Look at this guy. Look at this grown man just crumbling to this little gummy bear. I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah. But thank you anyway for at least trying to amuse me for a little bit.
We still have it. So I'm trying to palm it off to someone else to eat now.
Oh, yeah. Not even my worst enemy, I would even have that.
I was trying to get my brother-in-law to eat it the other day. He said he's thinking about it.
Oh, no. At least get a little tiny piece of it, but it's still, it's horrible. It's like eating battery acid. That's what I've concluded. Geez. Yeah. So anyway, for all the listeners that may not be familiar with you and Penelope, you were Combat Zone Wrestling from 2014 to 2018. And then you got signed in 2019, correct?
Correct.
All right. And what made you start wrestling and what got you into it? And tell us how that all came about.
I like this one. This is a good story. Cool.
Well, we didn't watch wrestling in our household. So it didn't exist in my world until I met my friend Riley. And she was like, oh, I want to go to this show. They're showing me how to like train and stuff. And so I went to it and it was a death match. It was CCW. There was blood everywhere, barbed wire. And I was like, this is so cool. I want to do this. But I never really thought I would actually do it. And so my friend contacts me a week later and goes, hey, I'm doing the tryout. Do you want to come with me? I don't want to do it alone. And I was like, yeah, why not? And well, they made us do like 800 squats. They tried to make us like quit. And well, I made it through the tryout and I was like, well, I have to go to training. I have to see if I like it. And I fell in love with it instantly.
And so what school did you get trained at? CCW. Okay.
By Drew Gulak.
Oh, okay. So what was your thinking like maybe 2 months after you got into it? Were you regretting it or was it something that was like driving you more to like, I'm going to keep up with this?
Oh, I was driven to do it. I really want to do it. And it was hard because I was just a blank slate. I had no knowledge of wrestling, the size of a pea. And I mean, there was points where I did want to give up because I was told, don't tell anyone that you don't know anything about wrestling. And that was really, really discouraging.
Yeah.
So I thought it was great when you told me like your limited knowledge of like the past of wrestling, and I'm like, this is great because now I can show you all of these matches that I've loved for years and yeah. You've never seen them, so I can live them again through like you seeing them for the first time.
There's still so much that I don't know.
It's great.
And yeah, I'm learning every day, but I think everyone is.
Oh yeah, I don't think you can stop learning in wrestling.
So let me ask you, why wasn't it shown in your household?
I'm not really sure.
Just it wasn't an interest to the family, or was it something the dad was like, no, my daughter's not going to be a wrestler? Or I mean, did you have brothers or what was anyone?
I have older siblings, but we watched a lot of cartoons in our family, and I don't know if we had cable. We had like the basic of basics, so we watched just like Nickelodeon all the time. Or like so whatever channel The Simpsons were on.
Oh, that's cool. So what age were you that you went to your dad and mom and said, hey, I'm going to join this wrestling school and this is what I want to do? What was that conversation like?
I was 20, turning 21. And I love cheerleading. And I was cheering since like I was in sixth grade. And I did like an open team and I quit cheerleading for wrestling. And my parents loved it. My dad was a wrestler and they were all about it. And they were like, this is what you want to do, just do it.
Oh my gosh. And so who were your mentors? Obviously you were training and you started watching it. Who were some of the mentors, male or female, that got you you know, that you would study to try and, you know, make your own career happen?
I watch a lot of like Japanese women's wrestling. That really sparked like my interest in watching. They have so much fire, and
they're mean.
They're amazing.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite things to watch is Joshi wrestling.
Yeah, I loved when I went to Japan with Eddie. I mean, I was fascinated by how tough the girls were, and just they weren't about makeup, hair, nothing. They just went out and like it was all about wrestling, and I was fascinated with that. Penelope, you're going to school. What is your degree? Because there's many nights I would see in the locker room just writing papers, and I have my degree, and I was so happy to see you do this. What's your degree in, and how's that going?
I'm dual majoring. I am fine arts and entrepreneurship.
That's amazing. And how much more do you have to go?
A lot.
Yeah.
A whole lot. I took this semester off because I realized like I burnt myself out and I just needed a break.
That's because you took on she took on a full-time like college schedule, like you would do if that is your only job. But she took the same amount of classes, the same schedule as those people, but also had to travel for wrestling. She then had to do all of her stuff with Twitch, YouTube, everything else all at once. It was crazy.
Yeah, I was putting things that I didn't want to on the back burner because I wanted really good grades. And I was like, after this semester, I just need to take a break and then focus on the things that I put on the back burner.
I did that. Yeah. When I was doing online school, you have to take a break because I didn't see the logic of doing it for like 5 years straight. Like it made no sense to me. Like you have to take a summer just to enjoy the summer and just get out in the sun and not worry about homework or anything.
Well, I took on painting and drawing, and I was like, oh, those classes should be really easy, so I can just like throw them into my schedule.
Oh boy.
They were the hardest classes. Well, art history was pretty hard, but I mean, the fact that I had to paint and draw and then I was traveling, like I can't transport those items with me on the road.
Yeah. We're going to talk about y'all's Twitch channels in a minute. Now, Kip, where were you born and raised? Because when I used to love to watch your accent, and like when you talk to me, even like just when you talk, I love the accent. So obviously you're born in the UK. So where was that at?
So I was born in Galston, which is in Norfolk, which I just tell everyone Norwich, because that's the closest like city to where I'm from. I'm from like a small like seaside beach town that is just, it's a very small kind of area.
I don't even hear your accent.
Yeah, she doesn't hear my accent anymore. And then I think my accent slightly changed though. Like I listen to old interviews or like old, we watch old, like, I don't know, matches and promos and stuff. And I'm like, I sound very different. I have a very countryish accent back then. Now I'm kind of more refined.
Tell me about your wrestling training and what promotions, because I know that I saw that you had held titles, including the IPW UK World Championship, and you were in the World of Sports Wrestling, and you were a tag team champion.
I was.
What age did you get started, and what made you, let's start with this, what age did you get started in training, and who were your mentors as well?
Okay, so in my eyes, I started training when I was like a young child with my brother. So my brother was 4 years younger than me, which is perfect because it meant he was the perfect size for me to pick up and throw around. So I think I learned how to suplex when I was about 7. My brother would have been about 3. That was a good practicing that on the bed. That's pretty good. But so I was a big fan of wrestling when I was a child, but I didn't really understand much about like promotion. So during that era would have been the WWE and the WCW era. Where they're battling back and forth, and I had no idea there was a difference between the two. I just liked wrestling. So I kind of, when I got to maybe 12-13, I sort of forgot about wrestling, and I was heavily into my skateboarding, and I played tennis on like a county level. So I started playing tennis when I was maybe 3 as well.
Wow.
So I did tennis from like 3 until the age of 16, which is when I also found wrestling. And by found wrestling, I mean I did some backyard wrestling with my buddies.
Oh, no.
So one of my oldest friends from before then, maybe a year or so before then, was Will Ospreay, who's over in New Japan. He was one of my best friends when we were that age. And I used to get the train all the way up to London or Essex area, which is where he's from. And he had a ring in his backyard, and it was just like, that was the dream. And then, yeah, when I was like 16, turning 17, I got an inbox in my Facebook Messenger, because they knew us as the backyard group. So I got an inbox from a referee from WAW, the World Association of Wrestling, saying, we have a show in my hometown of Galston. We're doing a seminar beforehand. If you guys want to come along, it's X amount of money to do the seminar. They knew that we'd pay money to get in a wrestling ring. So it was just like throwing it out there to the backyard guys. So I went there, did the training, loved it. Did training with Soraya Knight, with Ricky. Paige was there too.
Wow.
Zach. And they invited me back for their 3-day camp that they had. So they were, at the time, they were running a camp once a month. So I went along to the camp and just didn't look back. It wasn't easy though. It was very hard.
That's a rough family. They're tough.
Well, it's the best. So at the time it was the worst, but now I look back and I'm like, I'm so glad that I got brought in through like a respect angle, because I find nowadays it's so easy to become a wrestler, like to become a trainee. It's, I'm going to go to the school, I'm going to pay my money, and I'm a trainee. But back then, for me, especially in an old school British wrestling environment, it was, okay, you're paying your tuition, but you're also earning your stripes. And because backyard wrestling was frowned upon at the time, and I was told, don't tell anyone you're a backyard wrestler, but I didn't care. I was 16-year-old, cocky little me, thinking I know everything. So I went to training on the first day. They had us plan a match because I said, I know how to wrestle. I can do this. They put me in with one of their guys. I planned a match and it had all these crazy high spots in it, all these flips and whatever. The match was terrible. One of the worst matches I think I've ever had. It was so bad. And afterwards, in front of like the full class of people, there's like 30, 40 people there because it's their big camp. And I'm sitting at the front on the ring and I'm sitting next to Julia. And you'll know Julia, she's a sweet Soraya. She's a scary lady.
Yeah,
and
she
chewed me a new one in front of this whole class. I've never felt so embarrassed.
Is there a video of it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wish I'd get loads of views for that one, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
But so then she was like, okay, Kip, jump in with Scott. Scott was one of their, like he'd been around a long time. Do another match. Okay, so we go away for like 5 minutes. We talk for a little bit. We get back in the ring and he beats the absolute hell out of me. Like I'm talking about, I'm just getting my ass beat. And I'm like, still coming back for more. And then at the time, his big move was like a wheelbarrow German. This ring was real stiff. Like we're talking like you might as well be bumping on like concrete.
Yeah.
And gives me like, he's about to give me this German. Judy's like, no, that's enough. And I'm like, nah, give me the move, dude. And I like run at him and he gives me the freaking move and land on my head. Training continues. I get chewed out again. The next day I come back. I see Julia right at the door. I hand her my tuition money because obviously I didn't pay on the first day. I paid on the second day because, you know, that's me. Hand her my tuition money. And ever since then, she's looked after me more than anyone else. We became like best friends instantly from that moment. And she's been a huge part of my career.
That's amazing. That family is quite famous and just inspiring, you know, just through their legacy. Now, mm-hmm. Kip, what made you move from, you know, Europe to come over here? Like, was it your whole family or was it just you? Oh, please do tell.
So I was still living in the UK. Up until the week before Double or Nothing. So, and I've told this story before, I'd started to gain a good amount of momentum on the UK indie scene. And it was at IPW where I was given the opportunity. IPW had taken over another company that I'd wrestled a lot in. And they gave me and my buddy the main event of one of their shows at this venue because it was the first time IPW had run the venue. They said, go out there and do what you want for half an hour. We're like, this is great. So we have this match. One of my favorite matches, it was against Chris Ridgeway, who is a UK wrestler, also has traveled over to Noah quite a few times as well. But me and him had this great match, and Christopher Daniels was at that show. And I came backstage after the show. Me and my buddy had ridden with Daniels earlier in the day, so I'd got to know him, and he'd watched my match. I'd asked if he'd watch it, and he watched it. And I was like, if you got any advice, please give me advice. Because I've always been the first person to ask, like, someone who is, well, pretty much anyone, to be honest, what are your opinions on this? Yeah. And he just said, get some more color in your gear, because I was wearing quite, like, black gear at that point. And everyone, I was like, oh, anything else, please, anything else. And he's like, just get a contract. Thanks for that. No, nice one. So then a few months passed. Later on that year, I get this is when Daniels was working at Ring of Honor. I get a random inbox out of nowhere. Hey, man, do you want to work the Ring of Honor UK tour from this date to this date? Let me check my schedule. Yes, please. So I did that tour. I worked Daniels again. I worked with the other guys. I worked with Hangman. It was great. I really enjoyed it. Went back home, still stayed in contact with Daniels. And then it was Daniels who was the first person to contact me about All Elite Wrestling, because he told me, like, I've got something in the works, can't give any details yet, but just hold off on signing anything. And then I did the World of Sport TV company, World of Sport being like one of the most influential British wrestling like promotions of all time. And ITV wanted to do a reboot of it, so I did that. That was good fun. I got to work on TV. I learned a lot about cameras and those kind of things. Won the first ever tag team championships with my old partner at the time, Yestin Rees, who is huge, might I add. He's gigantic. But yeah, so then that finished. And then I wasn't signed in for, like, once the TV had finished, I had like X amount of time that I wasn't able to take a TV contract. And then I was a free agent, basically. So the time passed. Daniel said, don't sign with anyone else, no matter what anyone says. I was just waiting out because I respect Daniels. You know what I mean? He's a legend in the business.
And he's then, talking about a contract. He's talking about don't sign.
Exactly. But at the time, I have no idea what's going on. And then, one day I'm a show like 6 hours away from my house. I finish the show. I'm on the long drive home. I get this email. I'm like, it's from Christopher Daniels. I'll check it. Who knows? Boom. There it is. We'd like you to do this with All Elite Wrestling. Now I'm on my own in the car driving for 6 hours. So I'm like, what do I do? It's like midnight or whatever it is. So I like call my parents, they answer. Dad thinks that I've been in a car crash or something. I'm like, Dad, I told you it was gonna work. Because my dad's been super supportive of me and whatever I wanted to do down my many ventures. But there was a point where I'd been wrestling for, at the time, like 10 years. And he was like, I mean, I know you like doing this, but is it really going to be like a career for you? Like, maybe you should try and find like another job as like a backup. Because I quit my job to go full time to try and make it.
Right.
So I just said, told you so. That was the first thing I said to my dad. Told you so. And yeah, they've been super supportive. But yeah, moving over to the States was because of this contract. But also we'd been talking for a while too. So it was like, you came and lived with me for a month too, didn't you? Before I moved. So she came over to the UK and lived for a month with me while I was getting prepped to move. And then,
how did you guys know each other if you were in the UK and Penelope was here?
I love this because this makes me feel good about myself.
All right, everyone, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. Gentlemen, are you performing your best during sex? Or do you walk away feeling frustrated and disappointed? Well, the Cougar has a solution just for you. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form. Blue Chew's tablets combat erectile dysfunction and help men gain confidence when it's time to go. No doctor visits, it's an online prescription service, and Blue Chew provides a consult with one of their licensed medical providers. It's made in the USA, prepared and shipped direct. Use promo code EXCUSEME and receive your first month subscription for free. Enjoy.
I stalked him.
What? Quiet little Penelope in the locker room?
Stalked me.
Well, okay. So my friend Jamie was telling me, oh, there's this really hot wrestler. And I was like, let me see his Instagram. And I'm like, yup, follow.
Yeah. We are a successful Instagram couple.
That's like online dating pretty much, but for free.
Yeah. But, you know, it was just a like here and there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He would like something of mine. And then he posted on his story some of his like music. Because he plays the guitar and sings.
Used to.
Well, used
to. I'm an ex-guitarist.
Until someone punched him in his Adam's apple. But, yeah, and then it just, like, turned into just talking as, like, friends and being like, wow, I have so much in common with this person. We love Harry Potter.
Video games.
Video games. And then, yeah, and then I signed.
Yeah, so she signed, and then they did the... I knew that I was signed, but I obviously hadn't been announced yet. And then they did the Daily's Place announcement one where they announced that Jericho's there and she was there. And as soon as I saw that, I just messaged her because we'd not spoken about this yet because I was under hush-hush and she was under hush-hush. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, we were just, were we gradually starting to
flirt? No. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
No, we were just, you know.
And then, yeah, so as soon as that happened, I just messaged her straight away going, well, I guess we're colleagues now.
Yeah.
And then
that's a small world.
Uh-huh. And then we ended up meeting up before then around April, I guess. Was that April? No, March. March or April? Something like that.
Yeah.
It was like March or April we met up. We spent a week in New York. And then I flew home. And I was like, oh, like, I miss you. She missed me. So she then literally within like 2 days, she just booked tickets and flew out to me and then stayed for a week, flew back home. And then like a week after that, you like flew back over. Yep. You had some bookings to do. She did the bookings and then flew back over and stayed with me while I was getting pregnant. We were a couple by this point, obviously.
Yeah, I helped you pack.
She helped me pack my clothes.
And then he came home with me.
We lived with your parents for like the first
month or so.
While I was getting everything sorted, because I needed to get so much stuff. Like, I needed my bank account sorted. I needed to find social security. I needed to do all of this other stuff.
A visa, maybe. Yeah, passport.
Well, exactly, right? So, luckily, we were there, and then we went to Orlando for the year, didn't we?
Yep.
Too hot for me.
That's amazing. So, you signed and debuted at Double or Nothing, and mm-hmm. you were the first featured of a singles match with Sammy Guevara.
Yeah.
Now, that's pretty incredible. Now, let's take the storyline to today because y'all just finished Revolution pay-per-view. Yep. And now y'all are the first couple, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I even told Penelope, y'all are the first couple to make it through the vows of a wedding and on a wrestling show because my wedding's never worked out. I mean, nothing ever worked out for me. So when I actually saw that you guys are going through the vows, I'm like, holy shit, like this is going to go through. This is going to happen. But you guys are really married in real life a couple of days before.
Yeah.
And now you guys have teamed up with the best man, Miro. And the storyline has been very entertaining because it's quite the entertainment with the best friends. How has this been as a journey? Because you guys have the great gift of working together. And how is that? Because you know, not only are y'all married, but y'all go home together, you work together, you're on the ring together. How is this working? I mean, how does it feel? Because y'all are by each other's side the whole time.
I'm so sick of him.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, I'm so kidding.
It's really
surprisingly,
weird.
Surprisingly, we don't get sick of each other.
No, like, so we, and I said this the other day, it's crazy to think that ever since we got together, we've pretty much spent 99% of our time together. So like day to day, it's not like, oh, I go to work, she goes to work, we do this. We just naturally like...
We coexist really well
together.
Yeah,
it's so weird. It literally feels like we are like one in that sense that like my day is just normal with her being there at all times. Not in like a we deliberately play it that way. It's just, it just is natural. So when we were talking about bringing it into like the character that we want to do, I guess to start with, we were like, well, I mean, I hope it works, but yeah. Deep down we knew it was going to work. And then now it's just like, it's just so natural. It's just easy.
Well, there's no, go ahead.
Yeah. Like there's no, like it doesn't, it's very easy to portray a character when you have the natural chemistry that you have, if that makes sense. That.
Chemistry.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Yeah, y'all are known as, you know, super bad. And, you know, you guys come out, you know, very cool. I mean, Penelope, you add so much to the whole element. And you guys are on one of the top popular storylines in AEW right now. And y'all just faced Chucky and Orange Cassidy at the pay-per-view, and y'all won.
Yes, we did.
I mean, and you get to kiss your husband for real in the ring. I mean, it's not like it's, you know, it's not just something that, oh God, I kissed a stranger. I mean, some of those kisses are like, I'm kind of going like, what the? Like, that's a good kiss right there.
So,
right now, that one.
So yeah, so here's a bit of behind the scenes information right there. It's a first. There's two things that I'm thinking of. I know are you thinking of like the dribble one?
Yes.
So there was one where
pretty recent.
Yeah, it was after my match and we did the usual makeout session, but I gave her a kiss with like there's just this like line of saliva. And we didn't notice it, but then everyone else noticed it at the time and like we got bombarded by it. But no, I was gonna say sometimes, so I love kissing my wife. Every man would love kissing their wife. But when you're on TV or filming on Dark or whatever you're doing, and the camera guy is like,
keep going more.
Sometimes you're like,
and we're like,
what's going on?
Oh no, we're trying to stop. And they're like, no, more.
Whoa.
We're like,
oh,
okay.
I'm like,
come on.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, like, but I said this, I can't remember who I said this to like a few weeks, it might have been Jericho, I said to someone about it. I said, how great is it that part of my job is to make out with a really, really hot girl, aka my wife, for a living. Absolutely. How cool is that?
Like, I think that's super cool, where I'm kind of jealous. I'm like, just like, man, like this is like not, who gets to do that every day at work and get away with it? And I get in trouble. So what is next for you guys? Because now y'all won at Revolution, and what's next as far as what the fans should expect, and what does Kip and Penelope want to do next with AEW? I mean, where y'all go from here?
I mean, I feel like now that we're in the clear, and by that I mean we've had our wedding. We've got married. We've done that part. I want to really focus on the wrestling side of things. I've always been a wrestler. It's been my goal is to not just be a character. My goal is to be a wrestler. I grew up, my favorite guys to watch were during the matches of, and we spoke about this the other day, the Eddie, the Dean, the Benoit, the Jericho, like those kind of matches. That's what I loved watching. That's what I grew up wanting to emulate. So that's what I want to get to right now. I feel like, as a team as well, I feel like I want to kind of help push Miro into that singles title contention area, because I feel like he's one of my best friends. I feel like that is something that he is built for and something that he should be getting to that point now. So hopefully we can help get Miro to that point.
Yeah.
She's just great. Let's be honest. Like, you know, like,
I think you're amazing.
Stop it.
Well, no, let me say this, Kip. Since you think Penelope is so great, you know, me being the manager of Nyla Rose, I have my own storylines that I'm thinking about. And I just want to put it out there in the universe. Would you be able to handle me stealing Penelope and be part of my stable, which would include you, but Penelope would be like one of my star, you know.
Vicky, you walked me down for my wedding.
I know.
You know?
There's a connection.
Of course. of course, this is something that I am definitely up for negotiations with.
I love that.
I'm a big fan of Nyla. Like, you know this anyway. I'm a huge fan of Nyla. So to me, that's money right there.
You know, we're always thinking storylines. You know, we got to be creative in our own. And I just, when I was having you guys on my show, I'm like, I'm going to put it out there because there's a lot of ideas I have. And I want to build my stable. And I thought, well, if I had you guys in my stable, then you could still have Miro on your side of whatever y'all are doing. A lot of TV time for us.
I like this. This is something that needs to be pen to paper right now.
Yeah. So I'm grabbing Tony Khan and we're going to talk about this.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, guys. So we had some fan questions that came in, and y'all have a lot of love all over the world. Aww. And there was one that he's called Matt Plavkosti, and he's also known as Cam, and he is Kip Sapiens on Twitter. I'm sure you've seen him quite a bit. Do you recognize that?
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. To know who were the wrestlers that inspired you, which you talked a little bit about. What's one that either past or present that you would want to have a match with, that's one of your mentors?
You can go first.
His
questions are for both of y'all.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Dean Malenko.
She's a big Dean fan.
I am. Watch
a lot of Dean matches.
Very, very much so.
Man of 1,000 holds.
Yeah. The Iceman. So mine's really hard because my original answer would have been the Hurricane. I'm a huge superhero fan. And watching the Hurricane as a superhero and a wrestler really helped really draw me into loving wrestling, like in that kind of era. I got to have that match. So technically it would have been him, but I did get to wrestle him and I beat him.
Wow. Yeah.
I beat you, Hurricane. I might have kicked him in the balls, but it's okay. I haven't had the Jericho match yet. That's definitely something I really want to have because that's within that category of the guys that I would grow up watching.
I'd love the match.
The Dean, but he'd still beat me up very easily. He beats me up backstage sometimes. I call Dean Daddy Dean. Dean's like my wrestling dad. I love Daddy Dean.
He's amazing.
Obviously, like all of the guys, Eddie, all of the guys from that kind of era, that's my style of wrestling that I love. So I don't think I could pick a particular, but I think maybe saying Jericho, I can say because he's in the company, so it could happen.
Yeah, it's pretty close neighbors. Penelope. Who's yours that you would want to, go against? It's a past or present.
I don't know. Oh, I mean, who was I saying the other day? Her name's not coming to me at the moment.
Dean Malenko probably is what you've been saying.
Well, like, Dean Malenko.
All she wants is a Malenko match. That's all she wants. Like,
I would learn so much from that match if it could happen.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, if you think of a female, then let me know if it comes to mind.
Her last name, well, it's Toyota.
Oh, you are my name, Toyota. You just can't say the first name. So she tries not to say it because she her names mixed up sometimes.
I hate butchering people's names.
Yeah.
And I do it often, especially when I like Twitch stream. I can't read people's usernames.
Yeah,
like everyone in the group chat always has to break it down for me, and I'm like, oh wow.
Yeah, but that's dyslexia though, so it's not like
some of them are really confusing on Twitch, like the pronunciation and stuff. I'm just like, I'll have to spell it out just so I don't insult them.
That's what she does.
I just can't read well in general.
I pick out like a part of their name. Like, if there's something that makes sense, like, that's what I called him. Like, just a little bit.
Now, Cam also says that, how important is the LGBTQ community to you? Because he loves all the support that you give to that community. What does it mean to you guys and personally, and what your platform is to help that community out?
Do you want to go first or? I always keep jumping in instead of...
We have a lot of friends in the community, and I feel very strongly about it.
Yeah, it's something that meant a lot to me anyway, but my ex-tag partner, I hate saying ex-tag partner, but he's clearly not my tag partner anymore. My ex-tag partner and my best friend, Brad Slayer, who I grew up in wrestling as the partner of, is a member of the LGBTQ plus community. And for me, it was, me and him would go on the, like, we did the Pride March. You came along with us on that year too. It's just something that I have so many friends and family that are members of that community that it just means a lot. And I've always been a like, it sounds so like stereotypical to say, but like, I've always been one of those people that is, you can't judge someone for their appearance or for who they are. Like, everyone is just like, we're all people at the end of the day. Some people are knobheads, but that's just because they're knobheads. Like, but you can't judge someone for their sexuality or any of these things. So to me, if there's anything that I can do in my career to help support the LGBTQ plus community or anything like that, then of course I'm going to do it. So yeah, for me, it's just something that I want my kids to look back and go, dad did what he could. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, we have a platform and I'd just like to dad. Use that. Well, just I mean.
Yeah, Penelope, you're not part of that. She's dad.
Mom did some stuff. Dad did all. No, I'm joking.
Which mom does all the work anyway.
She does. No, hands down. I wouldn't be able to get to the arena on time without her. I wouldn't get my flight without her.
What does the community mean to you?
It means everything. I mean, my best friend.
Jamie.
My best friend Jamie is a part of it. And I feel very passionate about it. I
think that's amazing because we all have a voice that we can use to help support that community. Especially in our platform at AEW, like, you know, being on television and the status that we have, I think it helps educate everyone as well. So, and me working with Nyla Rose just opened up this whole platform for me that I never had that experience. So to stand next to her, I'm like, I stand with her, not only as a manager, but as camaraderie, you know, and as my friend. So it speaks volumes when people watch us together.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I feel proud.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's evolutionized quite a lot over the years. So I think that was something very good for that community.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the Gaming Empire wants to know, who would you want to wrestle next in AEW? And this is for you and Penelope.
Ooh.
Darby.
Are going to skateboard together and then beat the shit out of each other?
We've had a few matches, but I don't know. I really want an all out match with Darby, like not the show all out, but yeah, like I want to work with Darby because Darby's great.
Yeah.
And he's so different as well. Like, it's so hard in this day and age that we live in for there to be like things that are new and fresh when like everything has pretty much been done, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Darby is fresh, you know what I mean? And that excites me for all the possibilities of going into a storyline is I would like to really get to those bare bones with Darby, you know what I mean?
That's amazing.
I think Penelope,
who would you want to face in the women's division?
Not Dean Malenko.
No. I think Ty Conti.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Because we had our tag match and I got a little taste of like what she could do in the ring. And I felt like we had good chemistry and she goes, she's tough. Like, she's very tough. And I just think we'd have a really great, fun match together.
Wow.
I want to see you in a hardcore match.
Oh my gosh. I would love a hardcore match. Yes. Yeah. Give me one.
She's that crazy. She's
that,
crazy.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. So tell us about y'all's Twitch channels real quick. Kip, you have such a great following and I've rated both of y'all and you guys have your stick together on these pages. What sponsors do you have? How many followers, and how has that been going for you?
So, I mean, I started Twitch mainly because I just play video games all the time. And one day you literally just came up to me, didn't you? And just went, why don't you like stream it? Because I've also watched streamers on Twitch for years. So she was like, well, why don't you do this? And I was like, it's a good idea, actually, I'll do it. So yeah, I got started in like, I guess February of last year was when I did my first stream. And I just loved it. I've always liked meet and greets. So I've always liked talking to wrestling fans about wrestling, because at the end of the day, we're all wrestling fans anyway. So it's the easiest conversation. And I'm so socially awkward. Like my, both of us, we have crazy, crazy social anxiety.
That's why I'm so quiet.
But when I'm comfortable around people, then I'm fine. And I'm like I am now. But I used to go to these conventions and stuff, I love the fact that I always had a talking point because it's wrestling. So we can just talk about wrestling and I can talk about that all day. So we're fine. Twitch was the same. It was like, I can just talk about what I want to talk about and these people will talk to me back. And it's kind of like that. And then I really got into the hardcore gaming aspect. And now I try and take the gaming part as seriously as I can. And it's great that we have so many people in AEW that Twitch stream now, because it's opening Twitch as this great platform. And as bad as COVID has been, Twitch is one of the things that has kind of come through that like a rocket. And yeah, it's helped me with a lot of things. I work with Astro, who make headsets, the best headsets. I've always been an Astro fan, and now I get to partner up with Astro to promote their stuff, and they give me free product, which is incredible.
Do you get free stuff to your wife, or does she get her own?
I gifted her a pair of personalized headphones the other day. Nice pink and white ones. They look great.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then, yeah, and I'm also a fan of G Fuel, which is an energy drink. It comes in like a powdered form, or you can get the cans. They also have zero caffeine, but still with focus in them. So I got to team up with them. And then I do a thing now. I call it the Rage of the Week, which is where my producer, who is also my brother and full-time content developer, he makes these videos for me, which is throughout my streams of the week, the best rages, my chat on Twitch can vote for what they think is the best one. And then that becomes the Rage of the Week, and that's powered by G Fuel. So I get to do that now as well.
Wow, very clever.
I love video games. I love being able to talk with the people in my chat, because they're the people that care, that want to be part of this growing community, and I care about them. It's crazy how close I feel with the people in my chat, because I stream nearly every day, so I get to spend nearly every day with them on this stream. And then you have the same with yours, and we have a lot of like crossover.
Now, so, Penelope, you know, your confidence on Twitch, I mean, you draw the most beautiful drawings during your stream. I'm gonna call you out, because you sit there, you're like, oh man, this is not good, this is like, I don't like the way this is turning out, and the fans love it, and I am enjoying it, because you're really freaking talented. I mean, you underestimate your talent with your drawings.
Oh, thank you. Well, also the chat, like, they always, so like, I can't see things like the angles properly. It's hard for me to like get them down on paper, and like the chat like helps walk me through it, and they're very like, they boost my confidence. I love like my channel. I have a great community on there, but thank you. I still beat myself up because I know I could do better, and when I don't see it the way I want to on the paper, it upsets me.
But it's like your confidence with the Twitch chat as well, like from the first stream to now, it's crazy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I feel so much more comfortable. And Twitch has helped me a lot.
That's just amazing. Like, now, what are y'all's, how can people follow you so you can promote yourself on Twitch right now?
Twitch.tv
/...
The Kipsavian.
And mine's... /Penelope Ford.
I forgot to do the forward slash with you. I bailed it. It's because Sammy's not here. Normally with Sammy, I'd be doing my forward slash.
October is
also the Sammy and Kip show over on YouTube.
The one that Nana and I took over. Yeah, I know that one.
I know that one.
We stole, so we now do rapid fire questions as a weekly gimmick. And we stole that from that episode with you and Nyla.
Should the royalties be coming in anytime soon?
We can talk about that after, you know, we talk about the interjecting Penelope into the little faction yours. We can see where we're at on the percentage cuts.
You know, I can negotiate better than Matt Hardy, so you know, I'm a lot easier to get along with.
All right, guys. No, I definitely trust you more.
We're gonna do some rapid fire questions as a newlywed, and so this is gonna be kind of fun, okay?
Okay. Yep.
I'm a pro at this now.
Oh, I'm nervous.
I'm better than you at it.
My brain just does brain farts when this happens.
Who is the better cook?
Me.
Yep. Huh.
Who cries first?
Me.
Huh.
Who has control of the remote control?
Me.
Simon. Kip.
Penelope. What is your worst pet peeve of Kip?
Not throwing his trash away. When it's right next to the trash can.
I like to create a pile before I put it away.
Oh my God. Kip, what is your worst pet peeve of Penelope?
Calling me out for not putting the trash away.
Oh, okay.
Is that it?
Probably one of them.
One of them.
Well, no, she gives me that look. She gives me that, like, and I'm like, and then I have to do it. I was being nice.
In your home, who occupies the most space?
Me.
Yep. I get given little designated areas.
Good job, Penelope. All right, here's your last one. Name a hobby that you enjoy that your fans do not know about.
Oh, that's going to be hard. I'm like an open book.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh.
like a guilty indulgence that you don't talk about on Twitch or wrestling or anything. I stumped him.
I really don't know. Oh, God.
I don't even know what it would be. Like, I mean, I'm into like weird YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah. No, I've got her one. I can answer her one. She loves those Dr. Pimple Popper things.
Those are the best.
No, she loves them, but I cringe at them and hate them. That's probably the one thing we don't share. But the problem is with technology these days is from her phone, she can just put it on the TV. So I'll just be sitting there like on my phone, like, you know, and then all of a sudden I look up and they're just like... And I'm like,
no,
I love when it falls
on my free time.
She loves that though. So yeah,
that would be my free time. And he walks in the room and now it's on.
Yeah. I don't really think I have something I don't share.
What's something that you really enjoy that you don't get enough time at doing because y'all are so busy?
Skateboarding, maybe. I like that. And then I guess I do that a lot as well. You've seen me skating around backstage.
Nothing? Okay, so Penelope's the one that has the
odd. I tell you what, Vicky, I think I have too much free time.
Oh, you can help me clean then.
No, but I mean as in I'm doing everything that I love to do.
You want
to
cook dinner when we get back?
I have the basement skate park that I'm building.
He can cook dinner maybe next week.
Streaming.
We'll hold him to it publicly. All right, guys. Kip, tell me everything that people can follow you on, and then Penelope will go next. So this is y'all's time for the fans to write everything down and to follow you guys and give y'all a like, comment, and get your likes and your followers.
I'm super easy. Everything is under the Kip Sabian Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, Facebook. Don't use it. Probably have one.
Have many that you don't know about.
Whatever it is, it's all under the Kip Sabian. I was a smart kid. I was like, keep everything together.
I was
keep
not.
It simple.
Hers is like everything.
And what about you, Penelope?
My Instagram is the_PenelopeFord. Twitter is the_PenelopeFord, and my YouTube is
PenelopeFord.
PenelopeFord.
And your
and my Twitch is PenelopeFord. So it's just different.
Let me tell you something. You can try, Penelope, this is for you. You know how you like the pimple, Dr. Pimple Popper? Try looking at videos of dentists taking plaque off teeth.
I love it. The tartar
is I was watching some last night. It's like chunks of plaque just like being chipped off. And it's incredible. And the people are choky because it's going in the back of their throat. And they're like, they just stopped the video. It's the most relaxing shit I've ever seen.
You guys are creepy.
You know what actually kind of grosses me out? Is, have you ever seen tonsil stones being removed?
No, but who would?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's gross. I've seen a lot of them, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I can get over this one being gross.
Oh my God, you guys are so creepy.
We'll get that in the locker room tomorrow.
No, I know. You guys can do this. I'm gonna vacate that area. Jeez.
Kip and Penelope, I want to thank y'all so much. I love you guys to pieces. And y'all are just two of my favorite people in the locker room. And thank you for taking the time out. I know it's our day off. I appreciate your time. And I wish y'all so much love in your marriage. And also on the show at AEW, because you guys are knocking it out of the park. And I'm y'all's biggest fan.
Well, thank you, Vicky. We love you too.
We love you.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day off. And I'll see you at work tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
There you have it, everyone. The amazing couple that is also known as Super Bad from All Elite Wrestling. Thank you, Penelope and Kip, for your funny stories and also for letting the world know that Penelope is a famous stalker. Okay, guys, as always, I just want to thank each and every one of you for showing me support on my podcast by downloading, liking, commenting, subscribing, and sending your questions every week that I have a guest. Without you guys, I can't do this job, and it takes teamwork. And if my fans are helping me, that just brings me so much joy and happiness in what I get to do each and every week with another fascinating guest. Until next week, be kind, love one another, and have a great week. Excuse me! Sayonara.